which seek to profit off of public lands that really are vital forest ecosystems, habitat for wildlife, both terrestrial and aquatic, amazing wilderness that must be left alone and intact for the sake of our clean drinking water and sweet breathing air. So that's why I'm out there on the ground with my feet.
And I'm Lo. I've been volunteering with BARC for nearly 10 years. I serve on the board of directors at BARC and the Forest Watch Committee, which monitors all the projects proposed in around Mount Hood National Forest and prioritizes which projects BARC focuses most on.
And what kind of work and activities have you all done as volunteers to pursue these goals?
I personally have been mostly ground truthing, which is something that is kind of integral to BARC's process. It's getting boots on the ground, sending people out into the forest to these timber sale units and kind of checking up on the data and collecting data and taking pictures and comparing what's really out there to what the Forest Service and the BLM have supposedly recorded. And so I've been ground truthing myself for about 8 months with BARC. That's awesome.
Among the many things I've done, ground truthing is definitely my favorite. Getting out there with a measuring tape on the ground, measuring the trees, measuring the slope of the landscape, looking at the looking for roads that the Forest Service states are there and they're not there, or finding wetlands or streams which are not listed on Forest Service maps. And the rare finding of native species that have become endangered or are threatened and need to be protected are really exciting moments that we look for.
And is this something that you just kind of get to learn as you volunteer? Did you?
There are trainings, mm-hmm. Ground truth trainings. That teach map and compass skills, and then go out into the forest and learn how to use the tools and how to see what's out there.
Mm-hmm. And those trainings are held at the BARC office, I think about once a month or so.
Oh, wow. And what can folks expect from this monthly BARC About?
This monthly BARC About, we're going to be checking out the Upper Mullala River area, and there's a proposed timber sale up there called the Hole in the Road, and it's BLM land over there. So this BARC About, we're going to head up there and hopefully check out some red treeval habitat that we've seen surveys of. And what else? There's just some beautiful forests up there we're going to walk around in and talk about trying to stop a little bit of that logging that they're proposing doing and enjoying a little bit of snow. Mm-hmm. So if you're planning on coming along, go ahead and dress for cold and wet. And yeah, that's about it.
And go for it. Sorry. I was just going to say, how could people plan on to come along with that?
Okay, on Sunday morning, this coming Sunday morning, January 8th, we meet at the Trader Joe's in Hollywood at 9 a.m. And for this hike, people should definitely bring lots of warm clothes, sturdy boots. It may be raining out there, but we're definitely going to be in the snow. Mm-hmm. And can I say a little bit more about this timber sale? So this is a BLM, Bureau of Land Management sale that originally had 440 acres proposed. And after some BARC volunteers ground truthed some gorgeous old areas of mature forest and alerted the BLM early on in the process. The BLM dropped several units, which canceling 88 acres, which is really exciting. We've been concerned about logging in riparian reserves and the impacts to mature forests that contain old growth, impacts on waters and soils from road building, and increased access of off-highway vehicles. But the whole of the road proposal still includes 62 acres of commercial logging within that what the BLM identifies as suitable for designation under the Federal Wild and Scenic Rivers Act.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's incredible, though. Congratulations. How often does BARC succeed in stopping these kinds of timber sales?
Not often enough. Most recently, up in Zigzag, Mount Hood National Forest, there was a timber sale called Horseshoe that BARC stopped, and that was in 2013. So that was awesome. And as Lo just mentioned, the most recently in the hole in the road, 88 acres dropped already, and we're definitely shooting for more. Hopefully the spots we're going to check out on the BARC about, we have good reason to believe that we can get some of that stopped as well. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, looking good.
Do you know much about what spawned the BARC movement in the first place, aside for a love of nature and everything?
The Forest Service doesn't have capacity to monitor all of the land and the that they manage, as well as the BLM. The Congress mandates far more logging than they can get out to do, and so BARC is out there to hold the Forest Service accountable to their own laws.
And how often? Oh, pardon me.
We can talk about some of the upcoming events. So after the BARC about, which is this Sunday, of course, the next day, Monday, the 9th of January, is the Ecology Club. And that's going to be hosted by NEST, Northwest Ecosystem Survey Team, and they're going to be talking about retrievals and stuff like that. January 12th, there's a Radical Forest Policy Workshop with Staff Attorney Brenna Bell, and that's at the BARC office, which I guess you should have the address to that. It's, can you read that? I don't have my glasses on.
351 Northeast 18th Avenue in Portland. So it's 18th and Sandy, right next door to the Circuit Climbing Gym. And you can check out these events on our website and get lots of information and hooked in if you are interested at www.bark-out.org.
Great. And so that's at 351 Northeast 18th Avenue. And your next meeting is going to be Sunday at Trader Joe's. What time was that again?
At 9 a.m.
9 a.m. for the Molalla State Park. And, well, thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, thanks for
having
us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Jason Thoming-Yale and Lo Goldberg of BARC. Find out more about their work online at www.bark-out.org. That's www.bark-out.org. Thanks.
You've been listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast. We encourage your participation. You can actually call us with your breaking news stories right here at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast has been Kanan Schlesinger, Charity Morchand, and Demi Hellenius. The producer is Sam Bowman. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News and the Oregon News Service. Our engineer in there keeping it all smooth is Matthew Olson. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Robert Barncourt.
And I'm Grace Ann Smith. Coming up tomorrow on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, and it's Ani and Lynn welcome your calls on Positively Revolting. At 9, it's a Peace Talk radio special covering the neuroscience of peacemaking, how meditative practices help school kids, the humanitarian work of Doctors Without Borders, racial justice, and more. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, your daily news magazine. And at 11, a Radio Geekly continues its series on gatekeeping. This week, the oppression of the LGBTQ community in geek culture. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
KBOO Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held. To request notice of board meetings in writing, please email Monica at kboo.org.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the 34th Annual Real Music Film Series taking place January 13th through February 5th at the Northwest Film Center. New works and classics are featured this year, including The Jazz Loft According to W. Eugene Smith, Mose Allison, Ever Since I Stole the Blues, How Sweet the Sound, The Blind Boys of Alabama, the Les Blank film about Leon Russell called A Poem is a Naked Person, and many, many more. Again, that's the 34th Annual Real Music Film Series taking place January 13th through February 5th. All screenings take place in the Witzel Auditorium in the Portland Art Museum, 1219 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.